This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. There is quite a bit of relief that the dreaded Y2K problems didn't emerge, but now the thoroughly prepared face another problem. What to do with their supplies? We asked for help and got it from Henry Heller of Henry's Helpful Hints.
This is Henry Heller with Henry's Helpful Hints, including a big hint today about what to do with all those Y2K supplies. So you bought 200 cans of tuna. That's not a problem. There's a great dish you can whip up using things that are normally found in anyone's fallout shelter pantry. Where's my helper?
Here I am, Hank, right here.
Okay, great. First, you want to open those 200 cans of tuna and dump them into a stainless steel 55-gallon vat.
I'm getting the tuna now. I've got my can opener.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to shred this 60-pound block of beef jerky that you thought would keep you alive for the next decade or so. All right, next we want to drain about 20 gallons of water out of your reserve tank. Get that water running, will you?
I've got it, Hank.
All right, you'll want to bring that to a boil, so get the propane furnace going. Did you put some vegetables in a cool, dry place?
Yeah, we've got 500 pounds of potatoes and 15 cubic yards of rutabaga.
Yeah, great. Now, slice and dice about 1/4 of your supply on each of those, and we'll put it into the drum.
What are we making, by the way?
We're making a huge mess. I call it Millennium Stew. The tuna gives it protein, the jerky makes it chewy, the potatoes and rutabagas are for comfort. The rest of it we just use because, well, we've got it. Toss a few dozen granola bars in there, too, for some added fiber.
Okay.
What are you doing? Unwrap it first.
Oh, sorry.
Let this simmer for one whole day, then cool and serve.
Wow, I bet this'll taste great, won't it?
Heck no. You'll taste bitter and miserable like your wounded pride when you know you've been duped. But at least you'll be using your supplies, and that's bound to make you feel better. And even if it doesn't, you'll still pretend to like it. You'll do anything to wipe those smug expressions off the faces of all those people who did nothing to get ready.
That's right. They did nothing, and they should be the ones to suffer, right?
Right. So you might want to serve a little bit of Millennium Stew to them if you get a chance. Even if they choke down only one spoonful, there's still plenty of pain in that, and that means satisfaction for you. I'm Henry Heller, and that's a helpful hint for dealing with your Y2K stockpile. Next time, I'll show you how to convert an ordinary gas-powered generator into a go-kart engine for the grandkids.
This is